It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello and welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today I want to share with you one of my favorite passages of Scripture. I know I say that a lot, but there's a lot of great verses that have really found a place in my heart. One of those is Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah says, "But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead." And listen to what he says here. "Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west." You know, one of the emotions that's so deadly in our life when it gets out of control is the emotion of fear. And as men, we like to believe that we're not afraid of anything until that anything displays its ugly head and goes, "Who's there?" See, the dictionary defines fear as a basic emotional sensation and response initiated by an aversion to some perceived risk or threat. See, fear is a feeling of extreme dislike towards certain conditions, objects, people, or situations, that, like the fear of darkness or the fear of ghosts. Now that you've heard what the dictionary says about fear, what does the Bible say? Well, actually, the Bible says quite a lot about fear. There's two types of fear. There is the first fear, which is a reverent type of fear, like the fear of the Lord. In Psalm 111 in verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." In Proverbs 1 and 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." So wisdom and knowledge have their beginning with us having that awesome, reverent fear of God. And God actually tells us in Proverbs 19 and verse 23, "The fear of the Lord leads to life." You see, my friend, the fear of the Lord is not like that fear that causes terror. It's that awesome respect we have for God, that incredible awe, knowing who He is and knowing His power. It causes you to live a moral and upright life. It makes you treat others the way you want to be treated, because you know that you have to answer to someone higher than yourself. But the fear I really want to talk about today is not the healthy version, but it's the emotional response to unpleasant circumstances in our life. It's that fear that causes torment when it comes our way. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4:18, that fear has to do with punishment. In the King James, it says, "Fear hath torment." I love what Paul told his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. It said, "God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." I believe Paul was speaking to Timothy about being timid, not understanding who he was in Christ. And one translation said, "He hasn't given me the spirit of timidity." In John chapter 6, in verse 18, the story is told of Jesus and his disciples when they are out in a boat and the storm came up and they saw Jesus walking on the water. This is what it says. "A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. And when they had rowed three and a half miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, 'It is I, don't be afraid.'" There they were. The Bible says they were terrified. That is very intense fear. This was not a healthy fear. This was that paralyzing fear. That fear like we had on 9/11, when terror struck America and the whole world was afraid all of a sudden. And people began to come to church for the answers. It's sad to say, but there are people today who live their life constantly dealing with fear on a daily basis. What are they afraid of? Well, a big one is dying. Someone wrote a song that said, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die." Newsweek magazine quoted the Reverend Billy Graham a while back, and he was saying, "I don't fear death. I may fear a little bit about the process." That's me. I don't like to hurt. So many people today fear death, and many times it's because of the way they live their life. I believe when you come to understand what we have through faith in Jesus Christ, the salvation we experience, you don't need to be afraid of death. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, it put it like this: "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death," talking about the devil, that is the devil, "and free those who all their lives were held slavery by their fear of death." Wow. You want to get cured of the fear of death? Just hang around some Christians who are dying. You'll find that for the child of God, death is a victory. Over the last 40 years as a pastor, I have been at the bedside with so many people who have made that journey to the next life. And I'm here to tell you, it's far different when they know Christ than those who don't have any idea about salvation. As a matter of fact, for the child of God, there really is no such thing as death. Because remember in Hebrews, he might destroy him that holds the power of death. So death no longer has power over us. Jesus told Lazarus' sister when she came accusing him, "Lord, if you'd only been here, my brother wouldn't have died." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me will live and never die." You see, if you're a child of God, death is just moving from here to there. Look at what Jesus told his follower in John chapter 5, verse 24. He said, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." You see, friend, eternal life is the cure for death. Take the gospel. What else do we fear? Sometimes we're afraid someone could hurt us. Ask yourself, if they could, why haven't they? You see, Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we're not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him." It is God who keeps us safe, friend. The devil cannot come and harm you because God is keeping you safe. I love Psalm 91. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." Boy, did I take this passage to heart during the COVID-19 pandemic. You see, God says he would keep us from the deadly pestilence. In verse 5, he said, "You won't fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday." He goes on to say, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you." Friend, God does not want you and I to be afraid. We get afraid because we don't believe God's promises, or we forget them, or somehow we think they don't apply to us. I've pointed out the problem. Now let's look at the solution. It's found here in Isaiah 43. Let's go back and look again. He said, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not." Why? "Because I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." You see, friend, the first thing we need to understand in order to free ourselves from fear is that we belong to God. He created us, He formed us, He redeemed us, and He summoned us. He called us by name. That's a lot of interaction with this creation. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 and 20, Paul said this, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." So the cure of fear is first understanding we belong to God. He is our Savior. And the second thing is, he went on to say in verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." You see, it's so wonderful to know the presence of God is with us no matter what we go through. He said, "You pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." Sounds like a lot of bad times. Passing through the waters, passing through the rivers, walking through the fire. You see, one thing is a certainty. There will be trials in the Christian life. But another certainty is we have God with us. I have a saying that you'll probably hear me say a lot. Friend, I believe that nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. So if it gets this far, it's come with a purpose, and God will see me through it. Friend, this gives me a lot of peace, because I know no matter what I face, when I pass through the waters, He's going to be with me. He is there. God is right there today in the middle of the problem that you're going through. He went on to say in verse 3, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." See, friend, what we need to do many times is to change our focus. If you want to get free from fear, change your focus. Go from the thing you're looking at that's causing you to be afraid and get your eyes on God, because He is the Lord. He is our Savior. Finally, in verse 5, he said, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Friend, that's probably the greatest promise in the Word. Don't be afraid. Why? Because I am with you. I want you to know today, you may not see God. His presence may not be evident to you right now, but He's there, right with you while you're going through your darkest moments. He's closer than the air we breathe. And God can set you free from the gripping emotion of fear. I don't know what you're afraid of today, friend. Perhaps it's global conflict. Wars are going on around the world today. We have war in Ukraine. We have war going on today in the Middle East. Maybe you're afraid of terrorism. Maybe you're afraid of bankruptcy or the fear of being alone. Maybe it's the fear of failure. Go ahead and recognize it for a moment. We don't like to admit it and say that we're afraid, but before we can ever have peace and be delivered from our fear, we have to acknowledge it and admit it. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Romans 8. And in verse 37, he said, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Wow! Friend, God wants to deliver you from fear today. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18 said, "There is no love in fear, but perfect love drives out fear." Wow. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil, friend. I so appreciate you tuning in each weekday at the same time. God loves you. He really, really does. Walk in His grace and be free from fear. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.